I'm Christopher Ryan.
And I'm Tina Ryan.
And this is Spousing,
the podcast about how to stay married.
We're not marriage counselors or licensed therapists or love gurus.
We've just been together for 34 years through all the laughter and all the pain.
So we can offer authentic experience on how to stay happily together.
In hopes of making it easier for you to do the same.
And today's episode is about menopause. We're going to start, as we always do, finding out what caught Tina's eye, and I hear that may not be as easy as the last couple
weeks. Unfortunately, I didn't see any Billy Idol and Poppy posts this week, but I know, I think he's touring or about to tour, so.
And the world is sadder.
Yes.
Because there's no Billy and Poppy pictures.
Right, I look forward to that.
So Billy Idol, fix that, will you? and then I heard that there's no forward progress on the book you're waiting for. What book was that?
The Personal Librarian. It's a very popular book, so I expect it to wait. But I think it's on the way, because I can check on my, account.
You brought home a very popular book.
Yes.
That I was waiting for, Stephen King, yes. Billy Summers. So stay tuned, folks. Yes. I'm going to be starting to read that shortly after we record. So we'll see how it goes. But because we don't have the usual warm-up stuff, it gives us an opportunity to go right into the topic. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today, or that we wanted to talk about this today, is due largely in part because my wife has developed an unfortunate superpower.
Yes, I don't want it.
She is, in fact, a human torch.
Yes, I am.
Now, while that may have looked cool in a Fantastic Four movie, the actual experience of it
is not so much fun.
Not so much fun. All right. So can you explain it a little bit? It starts as kind of like hot flashes. Could you explain what hot flashes are?
Yeah, it started a couple of years ago as hot flashes, which was just, I think it started from my feet and then just worked its way all the way up to my head. And it was just this burning heat. I would feel it traveling up to my body, and then my face would get red. I would be perspiring. I would have to go to an open window or an air conditioning to cool off, and then it would subside.
That has been my experience. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and you're standing in front of the AC or something, and I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
All sort of stuff. But now it has entered a different phase.
Unfortunately,
correct?
Yeah. Now I am hot all the time.
Well, I've said that about you for years.
Stop.
Oh, that's not what we're talking about?
No.
I'm sorry, everybody. I misunderstood. Okay. What do we mean by being hot all the time?
Hot all the time. Like I'm in a room with no windows, no AC, and it's 98 degrees outside. Right. I feel like that all the time.
You feel like that all the time. And again, one of the things we want to talk about, because the show is spousing, is the two different experiences of it and how you can kind of bring those a little closer. That's one of our goals today. Now, you would be there walking through a room or sitting in a room thinking, oh my God, it's 98 degrees in here, right?
Yes.
And the AC will be blasting. And I'll come in and say, oh my God, it's freezing.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what you're doing. I think you must be nuts. And you think I'm nuts. Because how dare I try and kind of get to a temperature that doesn't freeze sides of beef?
It's really not that bad anymore. He's exaggerating.
Well, we are supposed to have a little bit of jocularity, a little bit in there, even though this is a very serious topic.
Right.
But there's some prehistory for that with us, because when you were pregnant with the twins, in the eighth and ninth month.
It was August and
September. It was August and you're going to we had a little really tiny bedroom, one of those first houses bedrooms, and the AC would be blasting. And I would have two sets of sweatsuits on the arm of the chair right next to the bedroom. And, you would go in much earlier because you were so exhausted. You had two renters in your rented rooms. And I would put two suits on to go to bed with you, which was just crazy. And a knit hat.
No,
which is,
you didn't.
Yeah, and with flaps on it.
No,
and
didn't.
A muffler.
No.
And skis. And gloves.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right. And boots. Yeah. All right, all right. But now it's
I feel like that all the time.
Yeah.
Even in the winter.
And no kids are coming.
Right. Even in the winter.
Yeah, so it would create some animosity between us because I would be, especially in the winter, like, I hate a cold house.
Yes.
And you're just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we didn't communicate, or you communicated it. And again, being a limited male, I didn't make the connections and that kind of stuff. And next winter, I promise not to make the connections again because, you know,
right.
You got to hit him in the head with the newspaper a couple of times. But that this is like a constant experience for you.
Yes,
and
it is.
One of the things I learned is that crazy ass thing about a menopause is there's no contracted time limit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some women, it's
a year and it's done.
Right, and they don't get as bad
right.
symptoms. You know, they might not be hot anymore, or you know, it's not a, they might not lose sleep anymore. I mean, I don't sleep,
right,
you know,
right.
and stuff. So everyone's different. Unfortunately, I think I got most of the symptoms.
You got the full tour.
They're still going on. So
they're
yeah.
saying, hey, here you go, buddy.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
everything for you. Yeah. You know, I've, you know, again, only a guy can say this, right? But I always say it, women should get together and class action lawsuit against God, right? Because the experiences are not the same
no.
from gender to gender.
No.
And that's just, you really, I think, have a strong case for gender bias in this situation.
yeah.
Not being a lawyer, by the way. So there are some medical things you can do, right? But you told me there's some...
Well, I mean, they have things like hormone replacement therapy and stuff like that. And you know,
in
but
your opinion,
yeah, there's always, you know, there is that slight risk of cancer. And I just, to me, it's just not worth it. Even if I'm not one of the ones that, you're not
high
at risk because yeah. you don't have a history, but I'm not taking that chance. I just, you know, and other stuff that I've tried, nothing really works. You know, they have some
over the counter,
yeah, over the counter stuff, but nothing really yeah. works for it. You know.
So, so how do you cope on a day to day basis? I mean, besides, hey, you having the gift of me.
I don't know. I guess I live with it. Well, for the heat, you know, I don't.
Oh, I know.
I I can't remember the last time I ever wore a sweater. I don't
true.
Wear sweaters
yeah.
or sweatshirts, even in the winter. It's just too, you know, too hot. I don't wear heavy winter coats, you know, so you deal with it that way.
I thought it was just a style choice about like your pet, your passion for open toe shoes and flip flops and stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to kind of put it together.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's the human torch.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was there's, you know, One of the rough things about our culture, I'm sure other cultures are as bad or worse, but in America, it's this youth, we worship youth,
yes.
you know, and this unrealistic body shape and anything that goes away from that is kind of, you know, there's a stigma with it, you know,
yes.
And especially, you know, across genders, which is just, that's horrifying, but it's
mm-hmm.
true. So the discussion about menopause and about hot flesh and then all those other stuff tends to stay with women. And that's an ancient thing where, you know, you don't talk about, you know, your period, or you don't talk about it to guys.
Right.
This is how we became limited.
Yeah.
Because we limited ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do... You know, why those conversations with just the women?
I think because they could relate. I mean, mm-hmm. I talk to my friends about it because they're all going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all the same symptoms. So you kind of feel, okay, I'm not alone in this. And, you know, it kind of gives you comfort.
Right. So that's the point. I mean, part of today is, hey, you're not alone out there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that you know, I think that you don't understand it until you've lived it.
Right.
You know, like when we were going out and we were thinking we were going to get married, you know, we didn't understand what that was really going to mean.
No.
You know, and what it would mean this far down the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when we were thinking about having kids, we didn't know what that meant. And you don't start having a true knowledge about children until you're changing a diaper like 3 a.m., or the first time Sean got the earache or anything like that. And the same situation is with menopause. But, with child rearing, not with pregnancy, because I was, guys are always like just looks on the side going, who? But at least you can be as some small help, in child rearing. Hopefully, you can attain 50-50. I will never say that I did, because you were and continue to be the force of nature that you are, but here there's no boat that takes me over to that shore.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that presents a significant challenge to stay married during menopause.
Yes.
Because, things change and have changed for you on every aspect of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And they really haven't for me.
No.
I am still as dashing and handsome as always. No.
Yes.
But being able to process and not understand, and again, that tendency, it's very guy tendency. Oh, it's well, what did I do?
Right.
It's me. And I've done that.
Yes.
So sad.
Yes.
I know. Write in all those lists. Tina, drop them. I know a guy. Well, I look forward to your cards and letters or your comments below. We would like to try and talk about some of the male mistakes, right? The first thing that men, a lot of men do, not this is not 100%. So if you're a husband in there listening and getting ticked at me, don't meet me outside my house and ooh, ow, ow, but there are a lot of men who try to fix it.
Right.
So we're here at T as a representative of all the women in the universe. Yes. Can men fix this?
No, they cannot. And don't try to fix it, because it will just make it worse.
Just make it worse. Could you explain, talk a little more about that?
Because then you're trying to fix it, and the woman knows, nothing you can do as the male will fix it. And it will just make, more tension, and it just won't work.
All right. So, we're going to give you these two others. Also, we tend to think, and I admitted to it earlier, that it's about, the
yes.
husband thinks it's about him.
Yes.
Right? What would you say about that?
So that's very hard, because I've told you countless times that it wasn't you, and you just never believed me. So I think that's just going to have to be...
I think those two elements are tied together.
Yes.
Right?
I think you just have to keep at it and keep saying and keep, pointing out, this is what's happening to me. It's not you. This is how I feel.
And I try to be a fairly understanding and helpful husband, and I'm still falling into all these traps. So imagine if there's somebody who is, maybe not as understanding or whatever. Explain to everybody how you try to explain to me that I couldn't fix it.
Well, I think you thought, okay, something's wrong. You go to the doctor, they give you something, and it's fixed. And, I kept telling you that's not how it works. And I've talked to my doctor many times about, about this stuff. And it's just, I will never be the way I was 30 years ago. And I think I thought that's what you wanted me to just stop being this.
I don't want you to be that.
Right. But
I love the way you are right now.
I know, but things are definitely different.
And that's the part that we have to kind of accept together.
Exactly. Otherwise it just makes for a lot of tension. And
it's nicknamed the change of life for a reason, because it is ladies and gentlemen, if you're younger, neither Tina nor I are trying to scare you and make you run off into the woods, but there's no going back, the truth.
Right. But it's different for everybody. So I don't want women to think that,
it's
horrible and all this stuff. It's,
results may vary.
Yeah.
So. there is a certain times or certain situations where we wound up angry and arguing about it.
Yes.
How helpful is that?
Oh, not helpful at all. You know, I always felt like you didn't believe me that I, you know, was feeling this way. Like, well, how could you feel that way? But you know.
I mean, it would be, to make it, not make light of it, mm-hmm. but give you a lighter example. Mm-hmm. It's on the level of trying to convince me that when you want to, you have the ability to sprout wings and fly to ShopRite.
Right.
Well, show me, right? I mean, that's, right. And, you know, it would almost be easier to show that superpower than to show me menopause. It's just, it's not showable.
Right.
So, you know, what we're trying to say, as far as sprousing is concerned, is that when you get to the land of menopause, you know, guys got to remember that everybody's in this together. And girls, women, God bless your patience. But we're going to propose a couple of ways to stay married during menopause. Right?
Yes.
So one, guys, if you don't understand what they're going through, Google it. You know, www.google.com in the search, menopause, or what is menopause, or how does it work, and do the research. Now, you brought up a point before the show.
Make sure your source is a true source and not, you know, some crazy.
That's right. Sports Illustrated
really
may not be the best source in this case.
Right, when you Google. I'm sure there are also books at the library that might
We got this one book, you know, it was the equivalent of what to expect when you're expecting,
right.
But you know, mm-hmm. you know, and it was huge and very scientific. Keep searching, because right. you can find explanations that are not, you know, shadowed in medical terminology, but are very easy to understand, and that will help.
Yes.
I would say that both sides should educate each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wife is going through something, like you have been going through all sorts of different things, you've had to, you know, thank God you were a pre-K teacher, because you were trained to go over this simple thought again and again. What day is today? Today is Tuesday. Right? It's just,
yes.
I'm having a hot flash. A hot flash is, right? And sometimes that's going to be needed, you know?
Right.
We would also suggest talk, don't yell. Right?
Right.
And that's kind of a core throughout marriage. That's how you stay spousing. You know,
right.
But why is that so much more important now?
Because yelling just makes everything worse and stuff. Yeah. And if you feel like you can't not yell, then it's not the time to talk.
It feels, or it seems to me from a distance of, you know, gender, that there are times where you feel like, you know, one of those X-Men, you know, that way you're mutating.
Yes.
You know, where you're changing, and it's not. You're not turning into a monster, but you feel like, hey, he doesn't understand, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And it can get frustrating.
Yes.
And if both sides make a commitment to, okay, let's take a breath, you know.
Yes. And then step away.
Explain. Yeah. Step away. And then the last one is, you know, and I beseech guys, listen, just really listen to what their experiences is, because one of the many limitations of being men, and you know, that's an unfair thing because there are so many limitations on women that guys are like, yeah, I can do this and I can do that. And, you know, women are like, I should be able to do that. But this is one of the limitations that guys have, is that you are never going to really truly know what this is.
Right.
So, got to listen to the expert. And in this case, unfortunately, you know, the wife is the expert because they're the ones going through it.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you do those things, it's going to be helpful. You're not going to be able to cure. This is not a disease. It's a change of life. It's a natural procession. It's not welcome. You know,
although some women don't mind it. I don't know why. The ones I think that don't have the symptoms, you know.
Well, I mean, if all the symptoms left, if the human torch went out and all that sort of stuff, would you otherwise like where you are right now?
Well, no, there's a lot of other stuff going on. Yes. I mean, it's just right. So if just the human torch left, no, because there's still so many other things. I mean, I don't sleep anymore. And
okay.
And,
but if all those menopausal symptoms
went away, yeah, I'd be fine. Yeah.
I mean, that, you know. I think that's something that I look forward to.
Yeah.
And I just wish we, you know, well, this will always only last for 2 years and 13 days, you know, something like that. Right. But it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
You know, and we'll see what happens. But ladies and gentlemen, I hope this was, we hope that this was helpful.
Yes.
I hope I didn't dominate the conversation. I know that it's difficult to talk about, so I may have been overcompensating and you know, being protective of you. I'm sorry if I was.
Okay.
But please, if this is helpful or if there's an aspect of menopause that you want to share or that you have a question about, or if there's anything else that on this subject that you would like us to touch on, or any comments about the episode, please leave them in the comments below, or on, we tweet this and we Facebook it out and all that sort of stuff. And we will see you next week on Spousing. I'm Chris Ryan.
And I'm Tina Ryan.
And yeah, this has been Spousing. Thank you, Beezy.
You're welcome. Bye.